in the earth, a goal, 35 seconds, a minute 48, and at 14:48 by Rapids, 14:48 was power play, but then Express, as I said, they sandwiched that in there with a power play goal of their own at 16:57. How we sit at a 3-2 score. Rapids out shooting the Express 13-4 in that first frame, where Freshwater made 10 saves and Deacon Shaw made 2. So we're underway, and it's going to be fun to see how both teams settle in after that opening period. Johnson Rapids going from my right to the left in this frame, and the Express going from my left to the right. Conversely, Express wearing their white sweaters, white socks, black breezers, as they have black and a lighter color blue trim. Rapids wearing their blue tops, breezers, and socks with green and white trim as well. Puck laid out to middle ice. Dane able to chip it back up. No icing will be called. We are 45 seconds into this second period. Both teams just trying to feel things out. After that first period, Julian, what do you got to say if you're a Wisconsin Rapids River King?
Well, I say that this game is being played out in a very fun manner, and it's a good game. You got to keep playing.
And then if you are the Express, I mean, you've proven that you can answer. What about if you're a member of the Express?
Well, you might be having some doubts, considering you might be down one, but, you know, same as the River Kings. You've got to keep playing and keep up that momentum.
Rapids puck up mid-ice. Kale Ilian sends it in. Around the boards. Doxoe is able to get there first, trying to look for a place to center it, and they do, and Al Strand cannot bury it. Chevy Alexander giving chase, can't hold the zone, as Korobinkov back to Nelson. Chevy Alexander up to Doxoe. Allstrand with it now, breaking up into the zone. No offsides. That was a close one. As we've played 2 minutes here in this second period, Rapids leading 3-2. Puck redirected up into the netting. The stoppage of play is 17:56 to go as we skate on. Standings are as follows. Minnesota, Wisconsin Rapids tied for first with 15 points. Squatch with 15 points. Steele County with 10, Northwest with 8, Hudson with 3, the Mullets with 2, and the Outlaws still searching points here early, and that's going to happen. These standings will eventually spread out and even out. And you'll have a pretty good idea of who's pretty solid and going to contend for a national trip, those who may not. Face off the block side of Freshwater. Rapids does control it for the moment. Ducks away, battling. Excellent. Well, that was Korobinkov, 17-12, pulled it up jersey. Very similar. Trying to break out the Express. Their end a little bit. The ice, a little bit of on it. There's a little bit of a bit of water on it yet. Customary method. Deboni does such a good job. The ice. Puck goes back around the boards. Sylvia Alexander gets bumped off the puck. Pucks. Ice for Caleb Birch is there. Whiffs on a shot. Nelson sends it up against the boards. Doxoe. Korobinkov. Break into the zone at the same time. Puck comes back out neutral ice, and there's a line change for Rapids. That could have been bad if Birch would have gotten a head of steam on a breakout. So whistle for an icing against the River King. 15:48 left to go in this second frame. Rapids up 3-2. A lot of fun at the intermission. The band was playing, and there's the costume contest. It was won by a bunch of officials who were denied. That was fun. I think the crew's done fairly well tonight. Always, that's just customary. Gotta make fun of the crew. Briani really had a shot opportunity at the top of the slot, but that could get a good stick on it. Rapids trying to pin the puck back down deep in their offensive zone. They send it down, where the Express are able to gather possession. Now an icing against Rapids. Another stoppage. 15-23. A little bit of disjointed play to this point. Second period. But it'll even out as both teams either... Honestly, I think both teams are kind of afraid to make the first mistake here in the second period.
Of course, you never want to make a mistake. Mistakes are often going to cause you some goals. And no team wants that.
Might be at a premium the rest of the way as both teams have settled in. Duke picked up that face off. That was the Rapid side, the glove side of Shaw. Turned away by Shaw from the blue line. That was stopped in by Dalton Flama. Rapids trying to pick the puck in place. They do. Ryan with Williams on the side. And there will be a tripping penalty called against the Express. Power play coming for Wisconsin Rapids. Trip. I believe that will be the call, as it should be. Going to the box. Will be. We'll see for a second here.
A hooking.
Or hooking. That will be Llama. Number 6. Time of the penalty. 4:04. Power play for Rapids. They're 1-for-1 on the power play already tonight. Rapids, that face off. 1. Rapids works the puck around the perimeter. That was a hook, not a trip, my apology. Puck loose in the slot. Rapids trying to hold it in, and they cannot. Nearly an odd rush. 2-0 rush against the Rapids, as there is now. And offsides against the River Kings. They will have to regroup. Face off, neutral ice. Rapids got lucky on that. That was near a 2-0 rush. That would have been big trouble. That's never a situation you want to see coming your way, no matter how good of a goalie you are. Diamond. Alexander on that faceoff. Ice. Rapids. The Ilian. Allstrand. Oxoy. Boldick. Out there for the River Kings. Drop pass. Diamond along the far boards. Back out of blue line. Allstrand back down to the red line. And Diamond. Puck bounced off Ilian's stick. Held in by Allstrand as he's skating in. Harassed back down the blue line. There is Diamond looking for a quick pass out front. And Rapids able to hold it in. Oxoy at the blue line. Back down low to Diamond. Diamond centering. Shot and a goal. Beautiful pass from Diamond to Ilian on the doorstep. And Rapids gets their second power play goal of the game. Beautiful setup, wasn't it, Julian?
Yeah. That setup was very, very well constructed. Going based off their power play, it created a very big opportunity, which they used to get a goal.
5:03, time of the power play goal. Ilian with the second goal of the game, I believe. As Diamond with the assist. We'll wait the official ruling, but 5:03 by my count on the clock. Drop the face off and Rapids back with the possession. Second of the night was Ilian. A Diamond. And Boldick with the assist. And now, once Rapids gets a power play goal, they are going back on the PK for an interference as the Express get a power play opportunity now too. That power play for the Express will be coming up at 5:19. Logan Byman going in the box. Rapids gonna have to try to kill off power play. Shot sent in, and a goal! Just got done saying it, and there you have it. They light the lamp on a one-timer from the point. And rest come back, 4-3. Last four goals have been on the power play. Two for each team. See that two off. 5:24. Time of the goal. We'll wait for the official scoring. Just to be on the right side of things. Gotta give the Express a lot of credit. They answer back when they have to. And it just goes to show just how important that power play has been for both teams. Wait the official scoring. Face-off control by the Express. Kayla Birch with his second goal. Nicholas Gatis. Pauling on the assist. Birch from Gatis and Pauling. That's at 5:24 as there is another penalty being whistled. We'll see who this is against. I think it might be against Wisconsin Rapids. Another Rapids penalty. And that's Doxoy trying to figure out what he did. He's not aware of what he did. I didn't see it happen as I just saw two players on the ice, so I did not see it happen. I was watching the puck, so there's a discussion going on. It'll be a holding penalty. As that penalty will be at 5:50. So the Express, they got a chance to tie this one up at 4-4. They are 2-for-2 on the power play to this point. Rapids got to obviously do something a little different on their PK. What do you suggest here, Jillian?
Well, I suggest putting on some pressure and trying to learn the positioning to, you know, that can adapt to pretty much what Northwest is doing against them. A lot of their goals also came from, you know, tipping all too. So might have to get a little more blockage in, if anything.
Well, they changed the scoring on that third goal for the Express. Birch from Carol Zeta and that was, yeah, I believe that's what they said. My apologies. Writing it down, hurry. Rapids is able to put a puck once. Now Calzada, he's able to hold the zone. Send it back down low. Millington up out front. Calzada, high slot to the wing. Got us. Send it back out, blue line. I don't think Shaw saw that one. His pads got all of it. Puck center on the boards and out of the zone, so Rapids able to kill off some time. 45 seconds left to go in the power play. 12:50 left to go in the second period. Rapids up 4-3. Nice defensive block there by Chevy Alexander that turned a hard wrister into the corner. Alexander not able to hold on to the puck as Ilian trying to rush through and a shorthanded attempt, and it goes up over the goal. Freshwater was able to get a piece of that. That could be a good opportunity for Rapids out of shorthand a goal. Rapids sends a puck back down. 10 seconds to go on the power play kill. And Rapids nearly in trouble here as they got to get back on defense. Shot sent in. Nowhere to be found was a stick as they are able to kill off that power play. And the puck goes out of place. Another whistle. 12:05 left to go in the second period. 4-3, Rapids lead. Both teams, best on the power play, going 2-for-2. Well, I shouldn't say that. The Express is now 2-for-3, as Rapids is 2-for-2. So Rapids found a way to kill off that penalty. So they're trailing, they're heading in the right direction, if you want to look at it that way, compared to the first two opportunities.
Surely that last goal against was definitely some inspiration to maybe find a way to push them out.
Got a Lundbohm and Diamond at the neutral ice face-off. Ruffalo, and Semmy's getting really close to that faceoff. There is. Puck up neutral ice. Then sent down on the rapid zone. No icing. Under 12 minutes to play in the frame. Shout out to everybody. We've got Rapids Media, 105.5 FM, WIRI, and of course, Black Bear TV. Shout out to the sound engineer, Beth Habiger, back to studio. Apologies, Beth. I thought Seth was on things tonight, but it's you. Sure, you're doing a great job as always. 11:40 remaining in this second period. Puck goes out of bounds behind the Rapids bench, so both teams get a line change and face off at neutral ice. Right below us, Diamond against Holling. Controlled by West. Puck comes back up to the blue line. Big collision on the far boards. Rapids clears the zone. He'll backhand the blue. Midline. Then around the boards. Shane. Send it up. Birches. Back out to Calzada. Shot sent in. Turned around by Diamond into the corner. Job putting his body on the line there. Calzada back from the slot. And Diamond's there again. Raps just trying to get out neutral ice, and they do. So they do clear the zone. As the Express doing a good job of really neutralizing the Rapids attack. So far through the second period, they've only had two shots on goal. Skating around. Press trying to send it through and redirect to the slot, no avail. Rapids clears the puck back out. No icing. On to downward trial and freshwater. Puck sent in. Saw sends it behind the goal. Around the boards, right in front of the beer garden. Nice collision on that side of the ice. Antia trying to send it down low in the slot. Here's a backhand attempt, turned away by the Rapids defense. Korbankov not able to hold it. It's still held into the zone. Rapids looking to get it out here. I don't know if they get an icing or not. Trying to lift it up, neutral ice, and they get it there. Yeah, there you have it. Now the Express have to reload. We're past halftime of the game, past 10 minutes in the second period. Officially past halfway point in this one. Puck goes down into the northwest end. No icing is the call. Digging, bumping physical play behind the goal. Schroeder picks up the puck on the far side. Sends it up. The Express, they got numbers. There should be an offsides, and there is a whistle for offsides. 9.5 to go. Second period, Rapids leading 4-3. Both teams afraid to blink here, as who knows what the next error will be and what it will lead to. Face off, neutral ice, Lundbom up against Ryan. Rapids coming away with it. In is Byman. Tries to send it in. Now Rapids will be offsides. They got to reset. As quickly going the other way as Lundbom. Bit behind the goal are the Express. Really playing physical. Both teams are. Debbie Alexander tries to chip it up ahead to Williams. They get that up to neutral ice. Byman racing in there trying to get a rush on. Williams trying to break the puck into the zone. He cannot do it. As Rapids needs to reset, Chevy Alexander up to Allstrand, who sends it down. Trying to hold into his semis. Turnover right on the doorstep. Shot. Shot in the goal. Allstrand adds another one. Rapids goes up 5-3. That was a turnover that, right when you saw it happen, it could be trouble, and Allstrand buries it, and Rapids regains a two-goal lead. Outstanding shot, as that should be, I count, 12-22. No power play, but it is by Allstrand with his second game, the goal of the game. We'll see what the assists are. Rapids regains that 5-3 advantage at goal advantage over the Express. This is a fun one tonight, folks. Hope you're having fun as well. Both teams really laying it out there, leaving it on the ice. This is going to set up for a fantastic third period, for sure. Rapids striking early. Hudson, excuse me, the Express struck early. That's Rapids having to answer and hold them off. Eighth of the season and second of the night. Allstrand, Felix Allstrand with the goal. And we'll wait for the assist. Riley Williams with the assist. With just one assist. 11:29, they're calling that, actually. Continue our play. Puck sent out to neutral ice after being held down in the Rapids offensive zone. Freshwater stops it behind the cage. 7.5 to go, second period. Rapids up 5-3. There should be an icing call, and there is. 7:24 left to go in this second period. Rapids up 5-3. Out shooting the Express 16-9. Is that just goaltending having a rough night, or are the shots just that good?
I think the shots are really good, considering that these are two very good teams.
Two very good goaltenders, too. So I think we're seeing some of the, but to this point in the season, no disrespect to anyone else that we have not seen, two of the better offensive teams in the league, by my estimation. It's a shot sending off the faceoff and covered by Freshwater. He wasn't ready for that. That's another goal. That was quick on that trigger off that faceoff. We will be having another faceoff. Same side, left side, glove side. Wait the matchup.
I'm sure taking shots by two teams that definitely practice very often cannot be easy for any goaltender.
Absolutely not, my friend. Faceoff controlled by Rapids. Orbenkov ducks away at below the goal line. Collision on the doorstep. Press player lost his stick and getting popped in the face with Gakoy. Now the Express trying to get in at one end, and bad pass from Hemmings. Puck still held in the zone. Rapids able to get it up. Orbenkov into the zone. Ryan's right there trying to skate around some defenders. He does. Shot behind the goal. Right idea if you're a Rapids fan as puck's below the goal. Can't get there. Puck still turned over in the slot. Williams cannot hold on to it. Coming out of there is Underhill. Even though you're down by two, you come back from those deficits earlier in the game. So if you're Express, you can't be too discouraged, as you've done it before. Probably just don't want to keep having to do it. This bouncing puck swatted out of the air by Freshwater. Good hand-eye coordination, young man. As now it's a 3-on-1. Opportunity, turn just wide. That was just a push, just a couple inches wide as Shaw was committed near side. There will be an icing penalty coming up, or an icing call against River Kings. So back down the ice we go, 5:54 left in the second period. Fun night tonight here at the old pond, Wisconsin Rapids. Ben, come on down. Still some room here. Big crowd. I'm not sure how many hundred people are here, but I'd be thinking, what? Probably close to 300-400. Not bad. Face off. That was to the blocker side of Shaw. Won by Rapids. They cleared the zone up to twice. Lots of fun sports weekend. World Series starts tonight. Put that on TV and listen to the game. This game, of course. Puck played behind the goal. On the doorstep, Rapids trying to clear it out of there. Covered up by Shaw. 5:25 left to go. As one thing we haven't seen yet, knock on wood for it, not a lot of pushing and shoving after the whistle or anything like that. Two hard-working blue-collar teams just going at it, trying to get some goals.
Yeah, both teams are playing very in their own respective manner, and they're just, you know, playing the puck. They're not trying to get too disrespectful with one another, but They definitely show they're hardworking.
Lundboom against Diamond on that faceoff to the glove side of Shaw. Controlled by the Express as Tenery sitting there in the slot. And a huge glove save by Shaw. My goodness. I don't know if he saw that as it was almost to the goal line. He grabs it and says, hey, look, your goal's in my glove. And the stoppage of play, 5:15 to go in the frame. Rapids up 5-3.
Very phenomenal save indeed. Without that save, the Rapids maybe only leading by one.
That was an outstanding save, as we saw tons of outstanding saves last weekend as Hudson, their goaltending duo, they were outstanding in the pipes. Good goaltending again this weekend. Popped up the puck, battled for it. Someone trying to knock it down. Ruffalo has it for the River Kings. Back out to the blue line. Picked up by Diamond out of the zone. So got to reload. You are the Express. Duke to Ilian at the mid ice stripe. Backhand pass up to Ruffalo. Ruffalo looking at Diamond on the doorstep. And that's turned away by Freshwater. He was all over that. There's another centering attempt. Spinning by Ruffalo. No avail. Puck will come down. That'll be on goal. So Shaw had to play it. Leave it up ahead to Duke. Duke brings it up. Neutral ice. Skating. Sends it down. Looking for a little bit of a line change. They will get it. Everybody on there has got to back out for an offsides. That was close, but it was offsides nonetheless. There will be no icing on that 4 minutes ago in the second period. Puck comes back around the boards. Side for Minkov. Aksoy. Inside. Freaked out there. Chevy Alexander tried to take a shot, and that was turned inadvertently away by Jaksoy. There's fighting on the doorstep. Shot. Big rebound from Chevy Alexander. Dump pass back down along the boards, back behind the goal. Allstrand is there, trying to send it out in front on the doorstep. And that's cleared out by the defense. Shot sent in, turned away by Freshwater. And the goal for Benkikov. Sends it back around. That's the way he is. Tran. Corner. Aksoy for Benkikov. Chevy Alexander at the blue line along Lucas Nelson. Getting out of that scrum in the corner with 3 minutes to go in the frame. Bouncing puck at the blue line, sent back down. For Benkikov tries to center it. Nobody home as the Express break out. Back onside. Getting it through the, a little bit of a scrum there. Puck comes loose. You have it. Nelson sends up. Korobinkov. The line change for Rapids. Nelson loses a stick. Williams trying to play some defense. Nelson falling back as a shot right in the belly of Shaw. 2.5 to go in. Second period. Got a 5-3 score. Rapids advantage over the Express. 20-13. Shot advantage, as that stayed pretty consistent through most of the game. Not quite a 2-1 advantage for Rapids, but you really saw the Express really come to play early in this period as they even that number out pretty quickly. Recently, Rapids have been applying pressure as Williams trying to get to a loose puck in the zone. Everybody's onside. Play it to the near side. Byman sends it back down. Ryan in there. Williams. Boldick hold the line. Puck back loose below the goal line. 2 minutes to go in the period. 2-2 rush. Duchesne, good chop at that puck to knock it off the stick. Now to neutral ice. Duchesne sends it behind the goal. Shaw had to drop down to an easier. Didn't get to the post. Out of there, staying up to Williams. Tip pass up to Ryan. Up ahead, Byman sends it back down. No icing. That was a good tip. 1.5 minutes to go in this second period. Rapids up 5-3. Press trying to get some force here. Underhill breaks into the zone, waiting for teammate Semi sends in. That's going to be through the creek, through the lot, turned away by Shaw as Rapids trying to get the puck out, and they do. Underhill, can't get a stick on it. No icing, however. Minute 10 remains in the frame. Puck sent down. Too mad rush for it. Then he's against Bullock. Nice collision against the boards at the pier guard. 1 minute remains in the frame. Both teams playing close. Get closer and closer to that ending horn in the second period. Good ups there by the official. Good vertical there. Give him the tip of the cap as well. Puck comes up neutral ice. Ruffalo can't get to it, but add a one-on-one break. 30 seconds remaining in the frame. Buldick, pass up. Ilian, Ruffalo. Back to Ilian, who gets the puck poked away. Back to neutral ice. There's going to be a 2-2 rush. Shot. Broken away as Duchesne has his stick broken. Now puck covered up by Shaw, so 17.1 seconds remain. Have to get a new stick here. Got some firewood going. Rapids got to be careful not to give up one quick one off this faceoff. Sure would like to have a two-goal lead heading into the final 20 minutes of play. And the whistle. Here. Broke into the faceoff circle a little too quickly, my friends. 15.1, go. Rapids up 5-3. 20-14. Shot of Ann River Cakes. Faceoff. Joy. Up Jacob Alexander. Picking out Joy. Putting in Neil Korobenkov. Send it down low. Shaw, he can't get there. Made the stop. Shot and a goal. It slides right in there with 6.7 to go. And that's what the Express needed going in to the locker room for the second intermission. You had seconds to get negated. They were not able to. And there you have it. 5-4. This is a heck of a shootout coming up here. 19:50. Four, time of the goal. I didn't see the score, so we'll wait the official announcement. Boy, goals aplenty tonight. Little faceoff, Yaksoy calling. Kayla Birch with the goal. .19:53 time of the goal as Kayla Birch has got a hat trick tonight. So he's having a good night for the Express as scoring in this frame. Kayla Ilian, 5:03 in the power play. Noah Diamond, Olivier Bulduc on the assist. Then Birch, he gets in on the scoring, gets his second goal. Then 11:29, Felix Allstrand gets his second goal with an assist to Riley Williams. And then the hat trick for Kayla Birch with an assist to Jacob Alexander. Saves, through two. The Express have sent in 16 shots. That's 12 saves for Deacon Shaw. Ryland Freshwater, he has faced 21 shots. As me. Hey. Doing all right there. This has been a fun one to this point. But, man, it's going to be a heck of a finish. Game getting spiced. So, with that, we're going to take our break, second intermission. We'll be back here on Black Bear TV, media on 105.5 FM, WRI, where the River Kings lead the Express.
What's that sound? It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all gonna hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Oh, and now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a lie. You burn me one too many times. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head. the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going high.
Your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Well, it's been a long time, glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost trust, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. Send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family. And tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss him, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss him, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
Singing R.E.M. under summer stars. Never lean back on a jet black Chevy blowing smoke rings in the dark. You don't wanna be a rumor girl, and I feel just the same. Yeah, I know that you don't know me well, but we can make that change. We'll be right back.
some $2 wine, run barefoot through the mud. Never had the right kiss stolen from your lips while you watch the sun come up. Well, I know your fans are watching and they probably disapprove. But give me just half a chance, girl, I'm daring you.
And classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Work, work all week long, punching that clock just till dawn, counting the days till Friday night. That's when all the conditions are right for a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Digging the ground, beer on ice, just like old Hank taught us about. Singing along, Bo Siva songs, rowdy friends all night long. Good time. Oh, we having a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Southern woman sit on my lap. G with an O, O with a D, T with an I and a M and a E and a good time. Good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. Time for a good time. Oh, turn it up. A shot of tequila, beer on tap.
North Division Clash, game one of the two-game series. Wisconsin Rapids and the Northwest Express, they are in a battle. Rapids leading 5-4. Two goals apiece in that second period. Rapids was leading 3-2 after the first. That is how we got 5-4. Both teams with two power play goals apiece. Final 20 minutes of regulation. This is going to be a good one. As the opening faceoff controlled by the River Kings. Back in their own zone. Now, Press trying to pick off the puck. Opportunities underway as shot from the blue line turned away by Shaw. Buck out of bounds. Whistle play. 19:35 left. Rapids up 5-4. Get closer and closer to the dice of time. Face off, Diamond, Lundbohm, locker side of Shaw. Puck controlled by the Express. Tried to get a point blank shot there, but do so as puck comes back out, neutral ice. Couldn't be any ice played by Freshwater. Rapids nearly had a turnaround shot on that clear, but no avail. Back down, yeah, Rapids end of the ice. Press. Rapids going from my left to the right, and the Express going from my right to the left in this frame. Bullock knocks down the puck at his own blue line across the way. Line mate sends it down, no touchy. There was a touch, no icy. Puck comes back out, neutral ice. Two attack rush for the Express coming into the zone as they get held up. Away by Rapids. Puck coming out, neutral ice. Rapids can't quite get a turnaround shot. Shaw was paying attention, knocks it away. Nine, eight, W. Alexander, up to Nelson, knocks away, tries to clear it, he's unable to. Puck sends right back down, W. Alexander is there. Generate attempt by the Express, but it is cleared by Rapids for a line change. 8-10, remaining in the third period. Korobenkov tries to run some disruption, get an odd rush. He's unable to. Puck comes back up. Neutral ice. W. Alexander, first one there. Sends a puck up. Touched at mid ice. Williams is there. Ryan streaming down the ice. Rapids line change. 17:50 to go. Regulation. Williams sends behind the cage. Korobenkov. Ryan, collision on the far side with Calzama. Shot, sending for the blue line. Defense is there. Able to get there is Korobenkov. Now the Express trying to break up in neutral ice. Loose puck picked up by Duke as he sends it back down. Big collision at neutral ice. No one was there. Penalty's being called. Let them play on. This is going to be decided by the players. That's the way it should be. Fletcher sends a puck. Duke. Tipped up by Diamond at the midline. We have 17 to go. Puck comes through the zone, and it will be a 2-3 attack. Birch tries screaming. He's already got a hat trick. Tried to wrap around. He could not do it. Puck sits there in the high slot. Underhill screaming in. Shot sent in, covered by Shaw. There you have it. You've got your whistle. 15:51 as teams start talking. They'll push it in seven, but that's all right, not to no avail. We'll be all right as we come up. 16:51 to go, Rapids leading 5-4. 21-21 shots. Now it's even as the Express are trying to get that equalizer early and really wear down the clock and then may the next goal win. Rapids, I'm sure, would love to add another one. Get a little breathing room. Express really holding the zone early in the second period. Third period, excuse me. Rapids having a hard time getting the puck up out of the zone. Diamond does now. Trailed by Ruffalo and Bulldog. Gets around his man. Gates in, shot, and that's gobbled up by Freshwater. Nice save, young man, as we got 16:29 remaining in this third period. Both teams playing well to this point. There will be a faceoff coming up to the glove side of Freshwater. So to this point, both teams battling it out. Express evening up the shots on goal. Bulldog takes a shot from the blue line, bounced off of Rianni. Puck stays in the Rapids attacking zone. can get there. However, now with that neutral ice, nice collision between Bullock and Halling. Dane sends the puck and it got picked off. Grass around the boards. Puck, Gillian drops it. Pass being called, bouncy puck. Brown picked up there by Gabriel Sorensen. His name because isn't on the back of his sweater. Only one has the highest team that way. You remember him. Dane has a puck behind the goal. Tipped up ahead, going to Ruffalo, and he sends it to the ice. For Underhill's there. Press have to regroup and get back on sides. Underhill streaming in. Dane playing defense as he does. Bolduc swings over. Puck goes up against the boards. Allstrand up to Korbankov. Diamond along the far side. Bankov trailing. Allstrand shot, and that goes up high off the glass, and now there's a whistle. That's got into the netting. 15-16 remaining in regulation. 5-4, Rapids lead. Julian, it's do or die time. You can see where the Express have come out charging hard. What do they have to do to draw even or even draw ahead?
Well, I'm sure North Express in their locker room, they were saying how they got to come back strong into this third period, and, you know, they got to keep it up. I mean, you know, leading from second period goal, almost, you know, closing the second period, it'll give them the momentum to maybe come back. But, you know, I'm sure they just got to keep working hard to keep playing.
Then Rapids, of course, they got to keep that advantage, keep that edge as they hold that lead. And it's always, as it goes without saying, it's always easier to play with a lead. But a one-goal lead after having two several times throughout the game, that get a little frustrating. What can maybe plant a seed of doubt, if there could be one, of why can't we pull away from these guys? But that's quality of team that the Express is. Whistle, offsides, 14:30 to go. You think there is a little bit of frustration on the Rapid side of it because they haven't been able to pull away?
Of course, I'm sure the coach is, you know, yelling at the team. Maybe they gotta pull it through, and, you know, we're together a little bit more.
Well, we're having a face-off at neutral ice. 14:27 to go. Officiating, you guys gotta back up. Creeping in a little too close. Colin Ryan doing battle with Preston Lundbohm. Lundbohm, a very fine player. He was with the team last year. The Express, really good puck player. Rapids has the puck below the goal line, behind the goal of the Express. Williams harassing his man, Sorensen. Puck comes up to the blue line, flips up where Fletcher is. He sends it across to the Sports Commission sign. Express try to pass the puck up. Ryan gets there as he stops at the circle, sends a puck around the boards. Williams is there. Byman on the doorstep. Tries to spin around. He can't get there. Press try to mark a charge. Birch sends the puck into the opposing corner. He's got three goals tonight as he's trying to add to the tally and pull even with the River Kings, but in kind of a one-man wrecking crew. Puck chipped up to neutral ice. Not able to get there was Williams. This billion there. And there will be a whistle. Will call is. There will be too many men. Too many men on the ice for Rapids, I think. So there could be a power play coming for the Express. And there is. Aiden Welsh will be going to the box for the penalty. First penalty of the third period. Time of the power play opportunity. 6:31. So power play coming up for the Express. This is not the situation that Rapids wants to be in. 31, time of the penalty. As power play for the Express, they've scored twice on it so far tonight. Rapids really needs to get going as losing a stick on the far side. is Allstrand. And now Diamond, he's got an opportunity to break one out as he just sends it down as he eats up some time. Freshwater sends it around boards and back of him as Elzada brings it up in the zone for the Express to have an opportunity. Puck comes through the slot, no one home. Rapids trying to clear this out. Got about a minute 20 remaining on this power play, and it comes through the zone. So, killing off more time is Rapids. 12:40 to go in regulation. Rapids leading 5-4. Joining us here on 105.5 FM, WIRI, Fair TV, Wisconsin Rapids Media. All very much appreciated by all.